The other part is taxes. What most people may not realize is that tax laws are not equal. When somebody says the tax laws are unfair, that's not true. Tax laws are fair and unfair. So when they write a law, it's generally in favor of somebody and out of favor of somebody else. So the E quadrant, they had most of their tax advantages taken away in 1943, the current Tax Payment Act, which said that the government gets paid before the employee gets paid. Up until that time, tax was voluntary. In other words, they said, okay, we'll pay you, but later on, please pay us. Well, when the employees didn't pay them, naturally, they pass a law. And since it was during wartime, at that point, they said, well, it's the patriotic thing to do. Well, what they didn't tell the employees was they were the only ones. The E's were the only ones that had the current Tax Payment Act passed against them. The B's, the S's, and the I's still operated according to different tax law. So the other part about it is when people say paying taxes is patriotic, I like to remind people that in 1773, the United States had a thing called the Boston Tea Party, and it was a revolt against taxes. And one of the reasons America grew so quickly was very simply because it was a tax-free nation. People moved from all over the world just to come here and make a lot of money tax-free. I believe it was one of the amendments, the 16th Amendment or something like this, that first made the possibility of taxes possible, and then 40 years later, it became a reality. They had to wait for the public to sort of get used to it. So now today, when I talk to people, they say, well, paying taxes is patriotic. It's the right thing to do. Well, somebody's done a good marketing job on them because the reality is tax laws are not fair or not equal. The S quadrant, the doctors, lawyers, and accountants, in 1986, there was a thing called the Tax Reform Act of 86. What that said was that from then on, the S's, the professional people, doctors, lawyers, accountants, architects, engineers, could no longer use the same tax laws as the B's. So suddenly, not only were the HMOs or the health maintenance organizations hitting the doctors pretty hard, but so were the taxes. As I said, the B quadrant, though tax laws are different because ever since 1215, which was the signing of the Magna Carta, which was when the rich barons, which B stands for, went to King John at a place called Runnymede and said, King, you no longer make the rules. The rich will make the rules. So as my rich dad used to say to me, the golden rule is not do unto others. He says the golden rule is he who makes the rules keeps the gold. That's why he explained to me, he said, if you want to be rich and you want to be a very rich investor, start in the B quadrant, simply because the tax laws are written in your favor. And the reason they're written in your favor is because the government needs entrepreneurs to create jobs, build businesses, get the employees to pay taxes, and all those other things. So you become a partner of the government in the B quadrant. They need you. The same thing as in the I quadrant, they will give you tax incentives because if building housing was up to the government, we would have Russian-type housing, you know, just these big blocks and they'd be ugly and nobody would want to live in them.